at the time is 5 o'clock.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Unleash your enthusiasm for something special.
CKUW, where people share the music they love. 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for the next half hour. And then it will be Feature Arts and Festivals. Following that, Tony the Brave with Mr. Dave at 6. Quick look at the weather. Winnipeg Public Library, what's on? Reader's Book of Days. Little Ron Sexsmith for you. And we have to play some Lead Belly because he talks about it. At the weather first, and the temperature, believe it or not, zero. That's what it felt like as well. A little slushy underfoot. The wind, though, wind west at 23. So tonight, periods of light snow and blowing snow. The low expected to be minus 12. Then for Friday, 60% chance of flurries. The temperature will fall to minus 18 in the afternoon, and the wind chill to accompany that, minus 30. But then, every day in every way, of course, better and better, exactly. Looking at the Uniter, which I just picked up, front page, the big story, Rethinking Fashion's Future. And a number of nice photographs here with the headline, the subtext, Trends and Sustainability, often at odds, but they don't need to be. I myself am wearing a charity shop find for Christmas. Lovely shirt, brand new. Why are you wearing dead people's clothes, someone said. Also in the Uniter this week, Cinema Fills the Void, and that's indie film screenings. You might want to learn more. Academic contract staff raises concerns. If you don't get your work done, you don't get any pudding. And I should mention there's always, no, almost always, half a page which shows the full CKUW schedule in this week's Uniter. That's if you pick it up. That's slightly shaded to show you as well. Spoken word from music, from talk. Just to remind you of the great range of programming available here, put together by human beings, he said, looking towards Fun Drive in February. Now, the Uniter is also online, not the entire paper, but almost everything, the things that are important, the biggies for this week to be found. The Uniter, published here on campus. Also, more copies of the Stylus magazine. Who said it was dead? Well, it isn't, and of course it has the full page of CKW programming, including, I see, on Fridays. What did I see Fridays? At 2 p.m. Racket. And the reason I mention that, because the three pages in the Stylus magazine is devoted to CKU Dahu, and that's Maggie A. Clark and her program called Racket, heard Fridays 2 to 3 on CKUW 95.9 FM. Why? I like noisy music. I like stuff that's kind of all over the place or jarring and could be considered racket. I've been thinking about this a lot recently, just in the context of where I'm working now. I'm working in a salon with a lot of old lady clients, and we get to pick all the music. But it's a very fine line of what is acceptable, and then what would be considered that racket, in quotation marks. I'll repeat that, racket. All the stuff that I play on my show falls under that category. Not all the time, but often three pages that go on about programming and listings and what's on that show. At pick it up, Stylus magazine. Available here on campus, of course, and I see it sometimes at certainly the Winnipeg Public Library system. And occasionally, yes, I take a few copies in myself. I'm going to take some more in to Into the Music Market Square in case they're out of them there. Now, I meant to open this, and it's upside down, and we've got enough juice to reach this. I think we do, and that's what's on at the Winnipeg Public Library. I've gone to their website. I've gone to their programming and what's on one where. You can find this out for yourself. Just a quick look to this coming Saturday. Family Engineering Fun. If you'd like to engineer your family, if you've always wanted to be an engineer, join us to take on fun engineering challenges and build with blocks, Kiva planks, Kinex, and more. Models and Creations remain in the library. Elements from this program contain small pieces. I couldn't have phrased that better myself. You know, Santa's view on how small pieces must be taken off the floor. Saturday, then, 2 to 4, the Mona Gray Program Room in the Millennium Library for quite a range of ages, for all ages in. Open events, you can just drop in Saturday, 2 to 4, at the Millennium Library for that. Puzzle Social with Manitoba Speed Puzzlers. I'd never heard of this. Join volunteers for Manitoba Speed Puzzlers for a jigsaw puzzle social! We'll supply all you need for speed and casual puzzling, and volunteers will be on hand with tips and tricks on how to speed your progress. Speed the plow. Didn't occur to me. I should have known everything is competitive. Saturday again, this coming Saturday, 2 to 4 in the program room at the Westwood Library for Puzzle Social with Manitoba Speed Puzzlers. Finally, who wants to go to see a movie? You've already paid for it with your tax dollars. Silver Screen Matinee, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. This will be Saturday, June the 17th, 2 to 4, in the Millennium Library, open event. The three that I mentioned to you today were all open events. Just walk right in, sit right down. Whereas quite a few you have to register for, which means you should probably get in and look ahead, a little further ahead than I was sharing with you today. Sharing with you now, and you already knew this, Bob Weir, co-founder of The Grateful Dead, has died. He's moved on, as they say.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the doodah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep truckin' on.
Flashing my keys out on Main Street, Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means and just won't let you be.
Most of the cats that you meet on the streets speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the doodah man once told me you got to play your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down. Shining on me. Other times I can barely see. Lately it occurs to me what a long, strange trip it's been.
What in the world? Sweet Jane, she lost her sparkle, you know she isn't the same. Living on Reds, vitamin C and cocaine. All a friend can say is ain't it a shame.
Trucking up the Buffalo and thinking you got to mellow slow. It takes time to pick a place to go. Just keep trucking home.
Sitting and staring out of the hotel window. Got a tip, they're gonna kick the door in again. I'd like to get some sleep before I travel. But if you got a warrant, I guess you're gonna come in.
Busted down on Bourbon Street. Sit up, like a bowling pin. Knocked down, it gets to wearing thin. It just won't let you be.
You're sick of hanging around and you like to travel. Get tired of traveling, you want to settle down. I guess I can't revoke yourself trying. Get out of the door, light out and look all around.
Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times I can barely see. To me, what a long, strange trip it's been. Trucking, I'm going home. Whoa, whoa, baby, back where I belong. Back home, sit down and patch my bones and get back trucking home.
Grateful Dead. Not as instantly recognizable as the band's guru leader, says the Guardian obituary for him, but died following treatment for cancer, age 78, indispensable. Pillar of the Grateful Dead. Guitarist, singer, songwriter, we heard him there. Summer of Love, 67, fueled by the mind-expanding drug LSD, indeed, indeed. But he did go on after Garcia died to do a great number of things on his own as well. At 5:12... Looking at the book pages, Winnipeg Free Press from last Saturday. It's here. The announcements of what's new. Big picture of Lindsay Wong on the front page. We're going to talk with her. If today's the, don't tell me, 15th. Talk to her about the 23rd or so of January with her new book, and that is Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies. She teaches creative writing here on campus, University of Winnipeg. Winnipeg-based author of Tell Me Pleasant Things About Immortality. Delves into the ancient Chinese tradition of corpse brides when a down-on-her-luck Vancouver woman signs up to become one. And her past gets tangled up with that of her grandmother, a powerful witch. As I say, the front page here of Saturday's Free Press is new books for the fall. I see there'll be a new Yann Martell, Son of Nobody. Yann Martell, author of Life of Pi. Tana French, who is a wonderful mystery writer, an American who now lives in Ireland. We used her first book in this series in our mystery book club. So this is finishing. This will be the third. You can't go wrong with a trilogy, I always think. Wildly popular Dublin-based thriller writer. I'd call this more of a mystery than a thriller. Returns with the final book in the Cal Hooper trilogy. The Searcher was first, then Read the Hunter, and the new one, The Keeper. Now, that's on the front page. I flip it over for the nonfiction books that are coming out this fall as well. Val McDermid, yes, Scottish thriller writer, but this in this case, Cozy Reflections on the Beauty of the Coldest Season. Well, good for you. Winter, the story of a season as well. Who Am I? Lessons from a Lifetime, 90 Years of Inspiration and Activism. It's David Suzuki, of course. And as well, what else do I see here in the way of nonfiction? Kids, wait till you hear this. My memoir by Liza Minnelli, iconic star of stage and screen, dives deep into her storied life and career, sharing her struggles to emerge from the shadows of her famous parents, Judy Garland and director Vincent Minnelli, her rise to stardom, struggles with addiction, and more.
Hi, I'm Jessica Holmes, also known as Celine Dion, or Britney Spears, or Liza Minnelli. I'm the author of I Love Your Laugh, and you're listening to CKUW-FM.
95.9, indeed, here in Winnipeg. Yes, well, a little bit of Liza done by Jessica Holmes there. At 5:14, now as well, before I forget to mention this to you, and that is An Evening of Sherlock Holmes. No, it won't be Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce. It will be the director of the Dalnavert Museum reading. Reading from The Adventure of the Speckled Band. Period-appropriate venue, I'll say. Dalnavert Museum and Visitor Center. Friday, that's tomorrow. And January 23rd, doors open at 6 p.m. Reading begins the parlor at 7. Tickets are $50, plus fees include a Holmes-inspired signature cocktail and mocktail during intermissions. More information to get tickets. Elementary, my dear Watson. Well, I would go to Dalnavert Museum if I was you. We'd go online. That's Friday, January 16th, Friday, January 23rd, an evening of Sherlock Holmes. One last thought of the Saturday book pages. Looking at Ben Sigurdson's Paper Chase column, Winnipeg playwright Ian Ross will be remembered at a celebration of life in an event organized by the Royal Manitoba Theatre Centre, Prairie Theatre Exchange, Manitoba Theatre for Young People, and Ross Family. He was born in McCreary, a Métis father and Soto mother. Died in November at the age of 57. Remember him for his debut play, Farewell, won the Governor General's Literary Award. Of course, Joe from Winnipeg, character developed on CBC Radio. So the celebration of life takes place Sunday, January 18th, 2 p.m., the Royal Manitoba Theatre Centre's John Hirsch main stage. That's 174 Market Avenue. Doors open at 1, reception to follow the event. So seating is limited, and a live stream will also be provided via the website for Ross's obituary. And you can, for that, it's WFP, which would be Winnipeg Free Press, WFP.to/INA. That's from last Saturday's Winnipeg Free Press. Time for our march around the supper table. I'm looking at an obituary for William Carl Backman from February the 15th, 2025. Original, threw himself into anything he endeavored to do with passion and commitment. Successful career as an English and drama teacher, most notably at Sturgeon Creek Collegiate. Early career, though, he enjoyed coveted overseas assignments with his wife Enid and young Tony and Leigh. Relocated to Newcastle on Tyne, later to Baden-Baden, Germany. Well, Baden-Baden, Germany, of course, taught the children of Canadian Air Force personnel. Well, our march then, the Manchester. Supper table tonight, then. From the LP, The Vanishing Regiments, Marches of the Vanishing Regiments, the Manchester, which was the March of the Manchester Regiment. At 519, I'm looking at a Reader's Book of Days for today, January the 15th, born on this day in 1622, Molière, here of Tartuffe, and the Misanthrope, born in Paris, died on this day in 1982, Red Smith. The Red Smith Reader, and to absent friends, died at the age of 76. Great sports writer, Red Smith. And on this day in 1848, in Douglas Jerrod's weekly newspaper on the new novel by, quotes, Ellis Bell. And he says, in Wuthering Heights, the reader is shocked disgusted, almost sickened by details of cruelty, inhumanity, and the most diabolical hate and vengeance. And anon, you don't see that in the review very much, and anon come passages of powerful testimony to the supreme power of love. Was one voice heard from, you know, early days for Wuthering Heights, and for from January the 15th then, from Wuthering Heights, all right, 5:20, and I want to read some of the lyrics just before we start, and there's Jazz at the Bookstore. Lead Belly's in the background, being drowned out by the grind. He's singing about Rock Island Line. Nobody seems to pay him any mind.
Lead Belly's in the background, being drowned out by the grind. They sing about Rock Island Line. Nobody seems to pay him any mind. Bestsellers and bookshelves full of self-help printed word. Something elegant is heard. No words at Ellington or Bird. Has it really come to this? Can with the dark roast in his hand, he's living in white yuppie land over by the milk and sugar stand. Have I really come for this?
Right, the man cut left hand, he's standing the other side. And boy's gonna sing about that Rock Island Line, which is a mighty good road to ride. And in that road, the man gonna talk to the depot agent when he's coming out to cut with the Rock Island Line freight train coming back from New Lane just away. That man blows his whistle down there different than the men blow whistles here. Cause he talked to the depot agent and tell him something. When that switchboard fall over that line, that means for that freight train to go in a hole. Man gonna talk to him. I got goats, I got sheep, I got hogs, I got cows, I got horses, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. Depot agent let him get by. When he get by, he got on. They gonna tell him he's going on now. I fooled you, I fooled you. I got iron, I got all pig iron. I got all pig iron. Oh, Rock Island Line. Oh, the Rock Island Line, the mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island Line, the road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride like you finally get the ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Jesus died to save our sin. Already God, we're gonna meet him again. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island Line, the road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you gotta ride it like finally get to see that station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right and I may be wrong, but you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock on the line, the road to ride. Oh, the Rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you're trying to get your ticket at the station on the Rock on the line. A, B, C, double X, Y, Z. That's the end of coming, but you don't see me. Oh, the Rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock on the line, the road to ride. Oh, the Rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you're about to get the ticket out of the station on the Rock on the line. Oh, the Rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock on the line, the road to ride. Oh, the Rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you're about to get the ticket out of the station on the Rock on the line.
Well, we couldn't have Lead Belly as background music, but we could have fade out of Ron Sexsmith. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers. Back Saturday morning, 6 to 8 with Carol. Hope you can join us then. No heavy metal, please. Leave you with a reminder, eat your hearts and vegetables up next. Tony the Brave with Mr. Dave at 6. And I'm looking at the Free Press and Winnipeg Folk Festival tickets on sale now. Tickets and information, Winnipeg Folk Festival, one word, .ca, winnipegfolkfestival.ca. William Prince, Saturday, April 25th. At the Winnipeg Centennial Concert Hall. From his CD, Further From the Country, here's the title track.
Hear the sound as it rains and it pulls me away. Further from the country, like I'm dead when you finally get to the city. Only stories in this town. There's no fortune to be found. Ain't no use in shaking hands. Let's just leave it as it stands. Just do what you can. I'll see you when I see you again. Hear the sound as it rings and it pulls me away. Further from the country. Knock 'em dead. There's a headlight in my lane. Something else in this train. Familiar stranger in my bed. Same old ringing in my head. Just do what you came. I'll see you when I see you again. Hear the sound as it rings and it pulls me away. Further from the country. Knock 'em dead when you finally get to the city. And if I